what people request on Classics by Request, has that changed over the years?
I would say the basic bread and butter repertory, Beethoven, Mozart, Brahms, Tchaikovsky, George Gershwin, that they still sort of top the charts. And the Pachelbel canon craze has come and gone. I think it's been a year or two since anyone has requested the Pachelbel canon. But the Baroque revival has stayed, and a certain amount of Baroque music or older music is still requested. I tend to get less requests for modern experimental music than was once the taste.
What sort of modern experimental music would people request when they were more likely to?
Philip Glass. I had someone who was very eager to share his taste for Arnold Schoenberg's string quartets with the world, and he has moved away. So there is the peculiar phenomenon of the person who likes Max Bruch's Scottish Rhapsody and would like it every week. measures have to be taken so that the same piece of music is not played over and over and over again.
Well, that's got to be a challenge for you as the host of Classics by Request. You have all these requests coming in of one type or another, but you also have to think of your general audience as well.
Yes, that is, you have to think of the program. What would be best, for instance, at 9 o'clock in the morning? What would be best in the second hour to avoid exactly the same kind of piece playing requests for, let's say, Chopin piano music over and over again, or two piano concertos? So you have to think up an interesting concert.
Well, do listeners ever give unusual reasons for requesting a piece of music, whether or not the music itself is unusual?
Well, one reason they request music is to memorialize the death of a member of the family or a beloved friend, or, for instance, a birthday, some family occasion. Or they'll call in for national holidays and want to hear music from, A Victory at Sea on Memorial Day. But among unusual requests, someone once said they wanted the Internationale to be played on May Day. It so happens I have in my own personal library a rather odd Hungarian compact disc saying, "The Best of Communism." So I was able to comply with the Internationale.
Have you ever gone to a great length to try to track down a specific piece of music that somebody requested?
You know, I sometimes get requests for things that have never been recorded. And,
really?
It's like the trying to prove a negative. Prove that it has never been recorded. So sometimes I get rather rarefied or esoteric requests, and I go to one of my best sources, which is the music library here at the School of Music. They are very, very helpful. They have a good library of older long-playing records, and so do we in our library here. And sometimes I've gone to friends and gotten recordings from their libraries. Sometimes when the requests come in over and over again for a certain piece of music, I think there was a request for a concerto for timpani by some obscure 18th century composer, we finally bought the Naxos recording that concerto was on. I don't know if it's been played since, but that's another question.
Have the requests that come in ever expanded your own musical horizons? Have
oh,
you
yes.
learned anything from
right. yes.
what people have suggested?
I'm in a position where, let's say, 99 things that come in are knee-jerk. You know, the William Tell Overture, the 1812 Overture, and so on. But some things will come in that I genuinely have never heard of before. Or they're music by contemporary composers that I've never heard before. And that certainly expands my knowledge of the musical world.
We're always hearing that the audience for classical music is shrinking, mm-hmm. are endangered as years go by. What has hosting this program, Classics by Request, told you about the state of the classical music audience here in central Illinois?
I would say there has been some decline in the number of requests over the years. There's a paradox involved here. Access to classical music through electronic sources is vastly grown since I was in my teens. The idea of a 24-hour service of classical music would have been a stunner. And through various stations that are streaming on the Internet, there is a wide variety. There's YouTube. Everything seems to be on YouTube. So while access has grown, to have a specific program about classical music means you are less unique than you used to be. On the other hand, while statistics are used, well, let's say with the decline in the sales of classical CDs, to say that classical music is shrinking in this country, I don't know if concert attendance is off that all that much. And the past 50 years has seen an extraordinary growth in the number of American symphony orchestras, the level of professionalism at which they play, and the number of concerts they give. So in some ways, the situation invites optimism. And of course, on the other hand, the distractions from other musical forms and other forms of entertainment suggest some pessimism.
Classics by Request is going to continue without you, with Vincent Trout. Do you imagine that you'll ever be calling in with a request?
You know, since I'm in the trade, it is almost a badge of honor to not tread on other programs. Vincent, by the way, has an excellent knowledge of our record library, better than mine, since he is our record librarian. So particularly with more recent recordings, Vincent has an excellent grasp of what's available to play. But maybe I will. But on the other hand, you know, I will still be doing the program that immediately follows after Classics by Request, which is Classics of the Phonograph. So I'll still have my oar or two in the water and be able to, shall we say, expose my taste to our radio audience.
Well, John, thank you very much for 30 years of Classics by Request, and we look forward to many more years of Classics of the Phonograph.
Well, it's been fun, but I'm happy to be able to pass on the guidance to Vincent Trouth.